"I've been making a model of it," their uncle said as he finished the story. He brought the little ship and laid it across Karsten's knees. It was carved of wood. It had a figurehead in front, as the real ships had, and racks along the sides where the shields were carried when they were not in use. There were four pairs of oars, and at the back a long, oddly shaped paddle, which the sailors could move back and forth as a rudder to guide the ship. "Tomorrow, if you like, you may go down to the fjord and sail it," Uncle Nordahl said. "But what if it sails away and never comes back?" Mina asked, fearing they'd lose the beautiful little boat. "I'll tie a string to it," Karsten said, "and then we can pull it back to us." They spent the next morning sailing the boat while their uncle climbed to the treehouse and painted. And then he told them of a surprise he had in store for them. A magician had come to the hotel nearby to amuse the guests, and that evening Uncle Nordahl planned to take the children to see Zippo the Great. They were to have their evening meal in the hotel, and this in itself was a great treat to the children, who had seldom been out of their green valley. Glimpses of Hotel Life in Norway. When they entered the hotel dining room that evening, they saw the servant girls wore tight red velvet bodices over their white waists, and the front of these bodices had heavy bright-colored beading. A big round silver pin that had danglers like tiny doll spoons held the blouse together at the throat. It was the national costume, which the children did not often see now. Their mother had one which she wore only for festivals, and she kept it packed away in a carved wooden chest. Mina and Karsten were delighted with the pretty serving girls in their bright dresses, and the children were so busy watching them that at first they could hardly eat. Everyone now was seated at little tables about the room, and the maids were bustling about the tables with little baskets lined softly with wool. Each guest was given a boiled egg out of the warm basket,